Want to remind us this sermon, I'll repeat it maybe next Sunday, but I just want to remind us what we're talking about is that God teaches our arm to war. Psalm 144, blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war, and my fingers to fight. And last Sunday, we were saying that we need to be people who live a life that is vigilant. We need to be vigilant. We need to understand that there's a devil out there roaring and looking for who to devour. And the Bible says we should be vigilant. We should not live careless lives. We should stand firm against him. We should be strong in our faith, because it is with our faith we overcome. And we should not give place to the devil. And we should devote our time to prayer with an alert mind and thankfulness. And we're talking that the prayer we pray is we're seeking things that will build our spiritual life. For we do understand that we don't live by bread alone. We don't live by bread what? So if my prayer is geared towards only bread, I'll be missing the other component that I live by. And the Bible said, the just shall live by his what? By his faith. So I need to pray prayers that will help me to be built up. So my faith will be strong. Prayers that will bring me into revelation of the mysteries of God that builds my faith. I need to pray prayers that will strengthen me. I need to pray prayers that God will give me things that will make me strong in love. Because, you know, love is also one of the things you use to overcome. For instance, the Bible says that anger gives foothold to what? To the devil. So if I live in love, I shut him out. And so we need to really understand that we need to seek for the things that build us spiritually and make us strong in faith. But I want to say something here, that you cannot do these things unless you are disciplined. There is no indisciplined Christian who wins a spiritual battle. There is none. You can't win a spiritual battle if you are not disciplined. Neither can you succeed in life if you are not disciplined. There is nothing in life that doesn't demand discipline. You can't pray well unless you are disciplined. You can't be consistent in Bible studies unless you are disciplined. You cannot continue in the path that God is leading you unless you are disciplined, because something wants to pull you off it. You know, I was telling them that somebody was asking the Lord, why do Christians lose spiritual battles? He said, because they are indisciplined. Do you know that? No, I know. Yeah, Lord, thank you. Do you know that when you go to the army, the first thing they give you is not gun, because you don't know anything about it. The first thing they do for you is to shave your head, to teach you to be humble. To shave your head and remove your dada straight away. And then they begin to teach you to be disciplined. That's the first thing. Any good army emphasizes more on discipline than on weaponry. So they start to teach you to wake up by 5, and they take you on runs, take you on this. And then you see the matching they do, you watch them. That is the key training. The one you watch is ceremonial. But every day they stand them out, that left, right they do is trying to instill in this discipline in them to take orders. It's not a joking matter. When they wake up in the morning, that's the first thing. They stand them up on their bed. Everybody stands attention at the end of that bed. Everybody. And then the commander yells one heavy command, and everybody turns, bam. If you make a mistake, he will come there and hit you. At the end of 6 months, he takes instruction at the drop of a hat. They say they will kick the civilian life out of you. But the Bible says we are soldiers. And we're in a more serious battle. It's when they teach you discipline, left, right, left. And when they come out now to show how battle ready they are, their commander will stand and watch them do that left, that thing. That's when he takes the salute. That thing they are doing is not, it's not a joke. That thing you see the commander taking the salute and standing there is his watching to see how they synchronize taking off instruction. So they come and show him we can, you know, we can turn right at a time, turn left at a time, we can walk as a unit, we can do it. If there's an error there, the person that trained them is in trouble. So that's what God wants us to do. And then, you know, that's what the Lord said in the scripture. He says, you should train your children with the instructions of the Lord. Train your, bring them up in the what? How teach them to take instructions of the Lord. Like soldiers, teach them to take instructions. Bring them up with the admonitions of the Lord, with the instructions of the Lord, so that you train them to be disciplined people. There is no army that wins a battle that is not disciplined. You can give them all the big weapons, and a smaller army will run them out of town. Do you know why these terrible people that kill a mass is because once the order comes, they're not looking back. They're so disciplined, they're committed to what they do. So when they tell them to go and kill themselves, they know they're not coming back. They're not coming back. Because the instruction has what? So, and they carry this discipline to an extraordinary level. You cannot win spiritual battles. You can't make success of anything in life unless you're disciplined. So when God says, you see this, your children, he said, bring them up in the admonitions. Teach them how to take instructions of the Lord. So when they grow, they become disciplined soldiers of the Lord. But we ourselves that want to teach them need to be what? Disciplined ourselves. How do you explain inconsistencies in our life? It's because of we don't have discipline. Sometimes you determine that I'm going to be doing this, I'm going to be doing this. You find that you can't pull through it because there's no discipline. It takes discipline to win spiritual battles because it can be bruising sometimes. And discipline brings consistency. Discipline produces what? Consistency. And the Lord says, if you waver with me, you won't get anything from me. If you read the scripture, you see why consistency is a major thing. It says, if you endure to the end, there's consistency there. It says, if you put your hand to the plow and look what? Back. It says, you lose the thing. There's consistency there. I keep saying, that's why a lot of people give tithe and pay. They don't get anything out of it because they're not consistent with God. They do things as their flesh determines. And that's not giving in faith. Anything that's not of faith does not please God, including giving. You don't give at your own pleasure. If you want to give in faith, you act on the word of God. And you are consistent with it. I said, it doesn't work. It doesn't work because you are indisciplined. You waver. You're wavering. Today you give, tomorrow you decide not to. The other day you decide. And then if they ask you why, you find one useless thing to rationalize. You are miserliness and you are indiscipline and ignorance put together. You find one terrible doctrine to justify what you're doing. And at the end of the day, you lose. You're the loser. You know, the Spurgeon, towards the end of his life, he said, there's one thing he knows about God, nobody has ever outgiven God. He said, when you give God, he uses shovel to shovel it back. So that's what I found out. And that's true. Absolutely true. You can argue all you want, whether I want to pay your tithe, that's your headache. If you like, don't pay, that's your headache. But I'm telling you, at the end of the day, you lose. You are losing. So we need discipline to be consistent. How can you pray useful prayer if you are not consistent in that. How can you know Jesus if you are not consistent in that? Do you know Bible study is one of the greatest spiritual battles you will fight? To study the Bible, the devil will fight you there, because he knows if he can disconnect you from that, you are an empty vessel. Because if Jesus said, when the devil comes and sees the person, the place empty, he'll go and bring others, other devils and say, this guy is empty. They live there. They live there. And what we are dealing with is deceit of Satan. You know, one thing that happened this morning, I woke up and got a text from a pastor in Pennsylvania, and he sent me the text I wanted to use here to preach to you today. He sent me the text and wrote me a note on it. And what he wrote was what I wanted to put in the sermon, which I forgot. It's no coincidence. Pennsylvania. I'm telling you, I'll read for you what he sent me. And then we'll close. Are you getting anything? I'm telling you now. He says, that text he sent me. Can I have my phone, please? My phone is my bag. My bag looks like the bag of a native doctor. It was given to me by my in-laws there. That's Christmas gift, native doctor bag. That's the type of in-law I have. This morning, my... Uh-oh. Look at the gift from my in-laws. Native doctor. Are you not afraid to touch it? Or even the phone is not... Okay, it's right here. Thank you. I will read this text to you that he sent me. So you know that God is really awesome. This is Pastor David from Pennsylvania. He says, Ephesians 5:1. Paul said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Wiles. He says, devious or cunning stratagems employed in manipulating you. Employed in manipulating or persuading someone to do what one wants. To do what one wants, not what God wants. So that's what it does. Then he says, Satan will use whatever he can employ to make you do what he wants you to do. Our journey here on earth is not just lived out in the physical, but also in the spiritual. So to maintain our course, need discipline. Maintain your direction. We need to understand we are going to run into opposition, especially spiritual opposition. And he said, my brother, our prayer for you this week is that you will have the full armor on every day. He needs you to do so. To be fully protected. Have a great and blessed week. That's the first text I got. And my text, I'm just preaching, and by God, being taught to walk. He sent me this. Because the devil uses incredible. Look, you think the devil is foolish? You haven't been looking at this world. He uses craftiness, subtle craftiness, diabolical thing, totally hidden, to manipulate the mind of people. Comes like your thought. You think you are the one thinking. But it's not really you. It's him that is putting all those thoughts in you. Is he not the one that put thoughts in the heart of Judas? The Bible says it was the one that put it in the heart of Judas. And immediately he put it in the heart of Judas, he entered Judas. Jesus said, now what you want to do, you can't stop. You find some people very stubborn. What did the Holy Spirit say? He said, that is worse than witchcraft. People are very stubborn. The devil has got their mind. I was reading to you people on Thursday, we're not here, where the scripture says that those people who oppose you, He said, pray, maybe God will give them what? Repentance, because the devil has taken them captive to do his will, to do what he wants at will. So sometimes when people are opposing and that, you just keep quiet because you are not dealing with a human being. And they don't even know it. So we need to be people who are disciplined, because the person we are dealing with is determined and he's gunning for your life. He works on people over time. Before long, you lose your passion for Jesus. Before we know it, you lose everything. You're coming to churches, you know, everything. You find fault everywhere. Because it's blinding you gradually, gradually, gradually. It takes a while. It takes a while. And it makes you feel you're important. You know what you're doing. The scripture says such people have a covenant with death. Because they have a false sense of security. They say, nothing will happen to me. Next Sunday, if you come, I read it to you. They have a false sense of security. They have a covenant with death. My prayer is that we wake up. We will what? We have an enemy out there. Tries to manipulate my mind. Tries to manipulate your mind. Tries to put stuff between husband and wife. Tries to put stuff between children. And tries to put stuff in churches. Try to raise people who don't agree with their pastor, don't agree with any authority, the authority on themselves. That's the whole manner of things he's doing. He goes to government, he causes confusion in the government, fight and war everywhere, and pit this group against this group, and this ideology against this ideology. He does what he does. But when we are consistent in what the Lord told us to do, then we will overcome. So that you don't have laziness built into your life. You don't have slothfulness built into your life. You don't have all this beginning to take your time to do things. You know, prayer is at your leisure. You know, you study the Bible at your leisure, and then you do this at your leisure. You are already in his trap, I'm telling you. He will manipulate your mind with reasoning to keep you doing what you want to do, not what God wants. And he make it look okay to you, but he's the one. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let us pray.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.